You're listening to Red Eye on Co-op Radio at CFRO 102.7 FM.
Last Monday, Quebec Premier Jean Charest got what Stephen Harper wants, a majority government. Charest's Liberals won 66 of the 125 seats in the National Assembly. That was up from 48 in the last election. Other changes include the centre-right Parti Québécois replacing the far-right Action démocratique du Québec as the official opposition, and leftist Québec solidaire won its first seat by party spokesperson Amir Kadir in the Montreal riding of Mercier. Andrea Levy worked on Kadir's winning campaign. Andrea has a PhD in history from Concordia University. She's a member of the Canadian Dimension Editorial Collective, and she joins me now by phone from Montreal. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Mordecai.
For progressive people in Quebec, is this a better result than the 2007 election?
Well, it's hard to say. Certainly there was a very bright spot on an otherwise rather bleak political landscape, and that was the election of Amir Kadir that you just mentioned, which was the election of the first Québec solidaire MNA in the riding of Mercier. Now, Mercier is a bit of an unusual riding. They once elected a poet by the name of Gérald Gaudin against Robert Bourassa, but it was still a very significant result, and hopefully it will lead to more breakthroughs for Quebec Solidaire. But the general result of the election was not as encouraging. As you mentioned, the Liberals did win a majority, although the polls predicted a very easy majority, and in fact, it was a majority really only by three additional seats than the 63 required for a majority government. So it was not the easy victory that was predicted, and the Parti Québécois got a much stronger showing in the end than was predicted, with 35% of the popular vote and 51 seats. So the PQ now forms an extremely strong opposition. And of course, as you mentioned again, the Action démocratique was routed, and that was an encouraging result as well. The party went from being the official opposition in March 2007 with 31% of the popular vote to actually losing its official party status and landing up with only seven seats. And the leader of the party, Mario Dumont, actually resigned. And that probably spells the end of the party, although that can't be predicted for certain, but the party itself is very bound up with the person of Mario Dumont. In fact, the official name of the party is Action démocratique Équipe Mario Dumont, so which is Mario Dumont's team. So that's a very encouraging result as well, because the party is a right-wing populist party, anti-statist, in favor of privatization, and they spent a fair bit of time scapegoating immigrants, so it's good to see them reduced in their support.
Where would those votes have gone? Or did they just not come to the vote?
It seems that they were divided quite evenly between the Liberals and the Parti Québécois, the votes of the ADQ. They didn't really go one way or the other. We should bear in mind one thing to mention. Like the federal election, the voter turnout in this election was very low. It was the lowest since 1927, with 56.5% of eligible voters participating, a little higher on the island of Montreal, but still quite dismal. And as in the case of the federal election, there were again calls for proportional representation. This is becoming routine because people are seeing the real perversions of the first-past-the-post system, with governments basically being elected by a quarter of the electors, and it's shameful. So I hope the debate on proportional representation is going to take place again.
You worked on the Quebec Solidaire campaign, and that was one of the issues, proportional representation, I understand. What were the other issues in which the campaign was waged?
The Quebec Solidaire campaign?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's, it was waged around sustainable development, ecological development, investment in public transportation, in the nationalization of wind energy, in food sovereignty, and particularly in the case of Amir Kadir, who people may or may not know is a physician, an actual practicing physician, specialist in infectious disease, and so an exceedingly articulate spokesperson on the question of healthcare, and a very passionate defender of the public healthcare system. So that was a very key theme of the campaign, trying to stem the tide of privatization, lots of commitments there, as well raising the minimum wage, extending vacations, annual vacations to 3 weeks of paid vacation. Public education, that's another very important theme, both for Mr. Kadir and for the party as a whole, eliminating tuition fees and reinforcing the public school system. So those were some of the key themes.
And on the question of sovereignty in Quebec, how is the Quebec Solidaire distinct from the Parti Québécois?
Well, Québec Solidaire has a particular vision of sovereignty, which includes a much more socialist or social democratic vision of the economy and of organizing society, which the PQ really, other than in discourse, does not adhere to. And the PQ has presided over neoliberal policies, including when they were in power last, slashing of healthcare budgets that crippled Quebec's healthcare system in many ways. So this is a very important distinction that Quebec Solidaire really links sovereignty to what they call a projet de société, a certain kind of vision of society, which is far more progressive.
So there was considerable satisfaction, obviously, and celebration in among Quebec Solidaire supporters over the victory in the riding of Mercier. Was, however, the campaign better organized this time, or the political environment changed since the last election? What were the results overall for Quebec Solidaire?
The results overall were not very different from the last time around. There were a number of ridings in which Quebec Solidaire fared quite well, but overall, the party got less than 4% of the vote. So there were a number of ridings where voting for Quebec Solidaire may have made the difference between a PQ victory. They may have interfered with a PQ victory in a number of cases. And again, that's encouraging that the vote for Quebec Solidaire was significant in those ridings. But overall, the vote was not more than 4%, which wasn't very different from the last time around. And the Greens too did not fare well. They got less than 3% of the vote. So,
and how do you expect things to change for the profile, I guess, and capacities of the party now that it has actually got an elected member of the National Assembly?
Well, that's a very positive development. I think it's going to draw attention to the party. Again, Mr. Kadir is a very articulate spokesperson on a wide number of issues. He's well-liked. He received a lot of endorsements from different quarters, and I think that people will be attending to what he has to say. In terms of the party, I think people will be more attracted to the party because it actually has an MNA on the map. And of course, it's very encouraging to elect somebody, so I think there will be, next time around, very vibrant campaigns, with any luck. Françoise David, who came second in her riding of Gouin, she's a very famous feminist activist in Quebec, and she's the co-leader of the party, Québec Solidaire. And perhaps next time around she will be elected. She came second this time, so she stands a good chance. And hopefully there will be a number of other MNAs elected from Quebec Solidaire and will begin to form a serious opposition.
Did the rhetoric of Stephen Harper over the question of a possible coalition forming to unseat him as prime minister, and he turned to the rhetoric of separatism, appealing to bigotry across English-speaking Canada. What influence did that have on the Quebec election, if any?
Well, that's a matter of speculation. Of course, no one can know for sure. Probably his remarks didn't hurt the Parti Québécois, but neither did his policies. And I think that that's an important thing to bear in mind, that the Tories are not liked in Quebec, that their vote has actually gone down over the last few years. The popular vote has gone down. And that it's important to bear in mind that Quebec's more solidly opposed to conservative initiatives than the rest of Canada, more solidly opposed to the war in Afghanistan. There was a great deal of distress over the cultural policies and the young offender policies. Those don't play well in Quebec. There were anti-conservative rallies here. So this provocative series of remarks that he made was a bit of icing on the cake in terms of alienating Quebec voters.
Could that have had an impact on the disintegration of support for the ADQ, who were, in fact, a little bit of Harper's shadow on the Quebec scene?
It may have. There may have been some influence there. It's hard to say. I think that the federal scene may also have helped Charest to some extent, because the vote for the Liberals is often a vote for stability. So with all the instability in Ottawa, there may have been an element of that at play in Charest's lead.
Taking that point up, Charest, of course, was campaigning that he needed stability and a majority to deal with the economic crisis. Was that contested by the other parties in terms of the campaign itself? That notion that he of his capacity to deal with the economic crisis.
Well, certainly his major opposition, the Parti Québécois, does not see him as being particularly well placed to deal with the economic crisis, and they're very critical of the Liberal government. So, and I think that's why, in the end, he only got the three extra seats needed for a majority, because Quebecers were not prepared to give him carte blanche. And they have a lot of reservations about his ability to steer Quebec through the crisis.
What should we watch out for now that he does have a majority government?
Well, I think we're going to see a lot of the same. He's very interested in public-private partnerships, and I think that will continue. I don't imagine there'll be any action on stemming the tide of privatization in healthcare. On the contrary, so I think for most working people, the Liberals are not going to be offering very much.
Is there a sense? I mean, Harper didn't get a majority, but he acted as though he had a majority. Charest has a small majority. Is he going to act as though he has a big majority?
Undoubtedly. I mean, this is the third time he's been elected. So it's a bit of an historic event, and I'm sure he feels quite confident that he can move without too much opposition and implement the policies that he wants to implement.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. It's much appreciated, Andrea.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Andrea Levy. She spoke to us from Montreal on the results of the Quebec election, and she is a member of the editorial board of Canadian Dimension magazine.